Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Joe, it was an epic final there.
5.5 hours, man. 5.5 hours. So you know how
way too long.
Everybody said, you know, that's the first
way,
thing.
Way like, too long. Yeah.
You're a sports fan, go, you lose me after 2.5. Maybe NFL 3, but I'm done. College football is what? Maybe 3.5 hour games? There's a little bit longer.
Oh, college football has a problem with that, too. The problem with college football is it doesn't have those, like, specific windows. Like, the NFL runs like clockwork, man. I don't know how they do it, but those games, they always lead right into one another. They do a great job with that. College football, those like SEC on CBS games. I know that I don't think CBS has it anymore, but those games would run what, 4.5 hours?
I don't know, but I got to tell you, Woody, that was 5.5 hours, 3 tiebreakers.
Did you just go best of 3 instead of 5?
Yeah, I know. And by the way, the women keep that. They're 2 out of 3, obviously, throughout, including the majors, but
just too much.
For the guys, they said, for, you know, when you play in the majors, whether it's Wimbledon or Australian or U.S. or French, it's best of five series. And so they went at it, man. And 5.5 hours back and forth till somebody finally, whether it's physical, then mental, or mental, then physical, finally breaks down. And Alcaraz, with just an unbelievable big heart, comes all the way back down 2 sets to the number one player in the world. And the only knock was Sinner got suspended for
steroids,
whatever he did. And they only suspended him 3 months, but that's 3 months without playing tennis. I think he played one tournament before, and he just kicked everybody's ass in the first 3 throughout. He didn't lose a set. And then Alcaraz goes, oh, hell no, we're going to play some extra tennis today and see how you do.
Seemed like he ran out of juice.
That was good.
Literally and figuratively.
Ran out of juice. Got a little time.
He got the 2 sets in there. You know,
other people are saying that. That's what's funny. There are people going, yeah. So now, huh, that's what you get. Off that stuff, huh? So anyway.
It's tough, man, when you're coming down off that. I would imagine. I mean,
5.5. See, I'm not touching that. Why you got to get Victor in that? Why you always take little cheap shots at your friends, too? Why you take a shot at Victor? 5.5 hours,
friends
though,
do, isn't it?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable of tennis going on.
We shorten that by about, what, 3 hours and we'll be good?
No.
Cut it in half? Whenever you have a 2-meal sporting event, that's never good, man.
Woody, I really question what kind of like sports fan you really are.
Why, because I don't watch tennis for 6 hours on a Saturday? What was it, Sunday? I was trying to watch that Canes baseball game. I kept flipping back and forth. Man, they were close.
They were close.
Really close.
Man, 2-0 through 6, and you're going, man, can they hold on? And then it was 2-2, and you go, all right. Then they end up losing. I had a couple guys on the last inning, too, and just couldn't get the big hit with one out. So they're done. Season's over. Matter of fact, that was a great lead-in to Dan Radakovich, University of Miami Athletic Director, will join us, and we will talk about what is going on in the crazy world of the new college athletics right now. NIL, transfer portal, trying to get it all under control. We got guys transferring three times in a year. We got a lot of crazy stuff going on, a lot of crazy stuff. Trying to keep this money under control. The school is going to give the first $20.5 million, and then where's it go? Then where you get the rest? Well, you're allowed to still, you know, be able to get sponsors that and do advertisement and that stuff, but we want to keep some of the boosters out. How the hell are you going to do that? Sounded great, but if some guy goes, you know, I'm just rich. I really don't have, I don't want to use a guy for anything to do anything with any of my companies. I just going to give some money. How do you do that? How do you do that? So it'll be, and by the way, they're going to break whatever rule. There's no, we used to go under the table before this all started. Certain conferences we've been talking about were really good at it. Just keep it the way it is. Don't change anything, and we'll pay guys under the table, and it won't be able to tie it back to us. Then we went into this new NIL, and it just exploded, right? We saw it firsthand down here. We saw a quarterback get $1.5 million. We saw the next one get $4.2 million. I mean, it just, you know, that thing is. So the amount of money guys are getting is crazy. So now we're trying. I don't know where it goes. Still going to be about money, some of it for these athletes from high school to transfer portal coming in. We'll talk to Dan Radakovich about all that stuff and try to figure some things out, what he thinks of the agreement that they now have. And while that agreement's going on, that's not the end, because there's now a presidential commission that is going to get involved. And I guess the president is going to play a little golf and talk with Greg Sankey and the athletic director at Notre Dame. So
we got a little breaking news in the NFL here, if you're all right with me.
Yeah, no, anytime. Yeah.
And this could be Dolphins related, perhaps, Joe. The Packers are releasing star cornerback Jaire Alexander today.
Ooh.
Ian Rappaport just reported that about 60 seconds ago.
That wouldn't be
said. They agreed to explore a potential trade this spring, while a restructured contract was also discussed. In the end, Green Bay and Alexander move on with a clean break.
Well, that'd be a good, that'd be a nice one.
Mm. That's why I figured we'd jump in with that news there.
That would, that'd be
can
good.
We make it happen? How do we do this, Joe? Get your checkbook out?
No, they're not. I mean, that's what's been the holdup on some of these other guys they've looked at. He's going to want pretty
much. He's going to want, yes. That's why they couldn't figure it out with him.
Right. He, leaving a good team. Real mm-hmm. good Green Bay team. A lot of people think Green Bay is team to beat, to be honest. So something, a little break up there. It is hard to ask guys that have been really good to go, hey, you've been injured a little bit. You got to take a cut. Forget that, man. Of all the guys, you're coming after me. So,
well, it's good to see it's happening in other places.
Well, of course it is.
Here.
It's not. You're the only one thinks that everything, all this stuff that guys don't like, aren't happy with their contracts. Like, there's a list of guys. They want to get paid. It's just the problem is we got too many of these kind of things that are going on that the team's aware of. It's not like they were shocked to find out that Zach and Janu weren't happy with their contracts when they're two of the best players at their positions and they see what they're making compared to what everybody else is making. So you're gonna have problems there. And they've got some problems with that whole thing. Hey, good news. Hopefully good news for the Miami Dolphins to be able to get him. That would not be bad at all. I'm surprised. So they just released him, you said, right?
Yeah.
They've been trying to trade him. They couldn't do it, so they just released him.
A lot of texts coming in about this guy. If Green Bay is cutting him, something wrong with him, like Will Fuller. Someone said he's the Tua of cornerbacks. No, thank you.
He's injured a lot. He's been injured. Got to bring in somebody. Everybody
so against harsh, it. Man.
It's, but so This whole thing with the Dolphins, I got to go to break here because we got stuff to get to. But, yeah, we'll come back and we can talk about that here.
Sorry to spring this news on you here, but it just popped up.
Well, the Dolphins are definitely going to be interested.
Yeah, I would think.
You know,
they lost a cornerback. Looks like they need, yeah.
But I don't think after.
Someone said he's hurt and done. All right.
I don't think, he may be hurt. There's a whole bunch of those guys. Most of those guys they're looking at have been hurt.
By the way, at this point, what's the difference? Like, you just need someone.
Well, he's got to do it for the right price. They're not all of a sudden going to pay him like a frontline guy.
Well, I'm guessing he's not going for a bargain deal here.
We'll see.
Or he would have stayed where he was.
Got to play somewhere. A whole bunch of guys still waiting to get paid out there just like him. Hey, right now I want to talk to you about something here before we get to Dan Radakovich, University of Miami Athletic Director, is going to join us. We got a lot of NCAA stuff to get to. If you have been hit hard by life, as in anxiety, depression, maybe even drinking, it's gotten a little out of hand, right? Drinking more and seem to be in a funk and you just can't get out of it, man. It happens. You're not weak. Just means you're human. A lot of people have been through, a lot of men have been through it. A lot of highs and lows in life, and sometimes it just drags you down. Well, Recovery Unplugged in Fort Lauderdale, these folks, they get it, man. They've helped 19,000 people in 13 years with treatment for mental health and substance abuse led by expert doctors and therapists who build a plan around you and what you've been through, through evaluation, inpatient, outpatient, and virtual care. And so listen, if you're going through it, not sure where to turn, I got a good one, Recovery Unplugged in Fort Lauderdale. You may want to go down there and tell them what's going on and see if they can't help you get rolling quickly. Most insurance is accepted. Need a reset? Recovery Unplugged is your spot. Call 954-737-4508 or visit recoveryunplugged.com. Recovery Unplugged, heal out loud.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation. The love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaOfHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. And nice enough to join us after a tough one yesterday. Oh, my gosh. Had the lead through six innings, up 2-0 on Louisville. Just a couple innings from going to the World Series and come up a little bit short. 3-2. Had a couple runners on in the last inning and just couldn't finish it off. And Dan Radakovich, University of Miami Athletic Director, joins us. Good morning, Dan. How you doing?
I'm good, Joe. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, no, I'm doing good. I felt bad. It was great, by the way, great seeing the baseball team on ESPN in the big show the last couple of days, though. That was great to see.
No question. I mean, the way the season went up and down a little bit, you know, to see them finish off strong, you know, to win the regional in Hattiesburg, then move off to three games in a really, really tough environment at Louisville. And yesterday's game was just a great baseball game. And, you know, congratulations to Louisville moving forward to Omaha, carrying the ACC flag into Nebraska. But really, really proud of JD and the team for coming together at the right time of the year and, you know, getting right on the doorstep. Now we've got to build off of that and continue to move forward. But, you know, we can take a little 24 hours to look back and enjoy the season, then start getting ready for the 2026 year.
Hey, speaking of your sports program, Jay Lucas in recruiting quietly looks like it's gone really well so far. How do you feel about it? And how's he feel about this recruiting he's been able to do?
Well, Jay's really excited, and I think it's part of the reason why, you know, Jay made the transition and the move from Duke to Miami, understanding that he can come here. We have the resources and the want to be great in basketball based on the outstanding work that Coach Larrañaga had done over the years. So he's coming here, going to build his own legacy here, and it's starting out. It looks like really, really promising. A lot of highly touted young men have decided to cast their lot here with the Hurricanes, and Jay's excited to welcome them here in the next couple of weeks to start working out and start molding them into a team.
All right, Dan, I got to start. Let's get into this. You got to help me. I tried it. I tried reading all this stuff and tried to understand it. The NCAA settlement was done. It looks like starting with now the universities can pay athletes directly. As I thought that was going on. Will this be brand new then, huh, for the first time?
Well, Joe, I was kind of hoping that you were going to be able to help me understand some of this stuff. So I guess together we'll work it through. But, you know, as is part of our DNA here at the University of Miami, we're going to embrace this change and rise to the challenge of the really remaining competitive and dynamic landscape. And, you know, I think that we've been able to compensate student athletes with their name, image, and likeness through collectives over the last couple of years, not only the University of Miami, but everybody throughout intercollegiate athletics. Now we have the opportunity to pay them directly to an amount of $20.5 million directly from the institutions. And then they have the ability to, the student athletes have the ability to gain even more compensation through fair market value NIL. So it's going to be a different environment, one that, you know, the judge on Friday, June the 6th, decided late at night that she would sign the document. And just a mere 24 days later, we will be in a new world starting July 1st.
Yeah.
So
wow.
We've been working on it as,
okay,
you know, everybody in the country. I can't say that I know of an athletic department that has not been knee deep in trying to prepare for this, not only within our conference, but conferences throughout the country. So everybody preparing a little bit different, you know, given their own circumstances. But I think that, you know, first and foremost, this settlement was really a real positive for those athletes from the past who weren't able to move forward with their NIL opportunities. And part of this settlement, $2.8 billion, will go back to those student athletes from 2016 to 2021 that didn't have this opportunity. But then moving forward, having the ability to take 22% of the revenues that are pulled together from sponsorships, ticket sales, TV revenues, et cetera, put them into a pool and be able to get those to the student athletes, I think will be something that is it's a new day,
yeah,
for sure. And it's something that we're going to, as I said, embrace and make great for the University of Miami.
How is everybody going to control the boosters? The big boosters, the big money people that really want to win? How do you control that, or can they still be part of this?
Well, I think that, you know, from a business perspective, you know, I think they can still be a part of it. But I think that we have to make sure that whatever student athletes are doing for companies that are worked on through these types of boosters, it has to have some type of fair market value. They're Deloitte. Is going to be the company that creates a range of compensation where if a student athlete does something with a business, whether it's a booster business or not, they look at it and say, okay, is this something within a range of compensation that is that's allowable, that makes sense, it's reasonable, I guess is the best word, that's reasonable. So those are the things that will be going on with that part of our compensation base. And then the revenue share, which is the $20.5 million, we will allocate that within our program to our various sports, as will other programs throughout the country.
So that's what I was going to ask you next. So it's not $20.5 million just for football or football and basketball. It's going to be for everything, men and women.
That's correct, yes.
Wow, they're gonna be a cut in pay in some programs going on around this country. Big cut in pay to get down. With the deals already done, though, they can't go back on those, right? So the guys that are already making more, they can't all of a sudden go back and cut the pay of these student athletes, can they?
No, they can't. There's some grandfathering in of some deals, okay. You know, to a degree, but you know, a lot of those things had early termination time, so
okay.
It's possible that some of those people have already been paid out.
Dan, the other thing is, I'm almost wondering: are you better off just making these athletes employees while they're there, or is that something you think could happen down there? There's going to be a union. I see this thing looking a little bit more like NFL football at some point. Do you?
Well, I don't know that employee status for student athletes is the right thing to do. There's a lot of traps associated with that. I do think that in Congress right now, they are looking at some specific legislation opportunities that will grant a special status for student athletes that may allow them to collectively bargain. And really, that's how you would be able to draw the parallels between the NBA, the NFL, Major League Baseball. Those all have unions. Obviously, you were a part of the NFL Players Union. The owners, obviously, were the other side of that collective bargaining negotiation and wanted to keep everything kind of pulled together. So I think that somewhere down the road, congressional action may help us here. Create a true collective bargaining area, because right now this the $20.5 million that we talked about a minute ago, that's what the universities can pay. But as I said earlier,
right,
there are other NIL opportunities that are available for student athletes. So really, collective bargaining is really the way that we would be able to create really a true cap.
It still seems to me it's going to be hard to police from the outside. You can police your $20.5 million, but I just don't know how you police everything from it still getting into a dark gray area outside of the universities in some places. Do you agree?
Well, I want to make sure that it's important for all of us to understand that we are a part of an organization, whether it's the College Sports Commission, which is the Power Four groups that was just established last week, and the NCAA, where we have rules. and we want to be able to abide by those right. rules. But saying that, for 100 years or however long the NCAA has been in place, there have been ways to move around those.
Right.
So I can't say that all of those things will be kind of put into the perfect bucket as of yet, but we're going to try to get there.
Yeah.
And I think that's the important thing.
So the presidential commission you mentioned, and matter of fact, looks like Donald Trump, president of the United States, is going to meet with Greg Sankey, who I wouldn't trust as far as I could throw him because he only cares about his own conference, but he's a powerful guy right now. But I still don't believe he's looking out for the best. I'm going to get into things instead of rip him, but I think he looks out for the Big Ten and SEC. I don't think he cares about the ACC or any of the rest of the Division I teams. Do you feel that way, or do you think he's part of it and he wants this thing to go in the right direction?
Well, let me just defend my old friend Greg Sankey for a second. The other day, both the Big 12 and the ACC have come forward with a college football playoff model of 5 automatic qualifiers and 11 at-large bids. And coming out of the SEC meeting, it was a little bit of a different tune from the Southeastern Conference of, 5 automatic bids and 11 at-larges was kind of acceptable for them. Actually, I think Greg would like to have 16 automatic or 16 at-large bids, right. which I understand. But I think he's politically savvy enough to understand that maybe he has to find another middle ground. So I think that there's that part of it.
Right.
But both Greg and Pete Bavakwa from Notre Dame, who are meeting with President Trump, I think both of them have great long-term views of the health of college sports. And I know that because I know both of them personally. And I know that they love college sports. So I think if you're looking at a couple of people who are Pete, obviously, at Notre Dame has a seat at the table of the college football playoff, and Greg with the SEC. I think that there's enough background there to say, hey, what's the most important thing for college football and college athletics in general? And I think both of those gentlemen, in their meetings with President Trump can convey that message.
So Dan, just these are great talk. These are like 6 beer topics. These are like you and I getting together, like 6 beers, doing something. But so do you believe they care about the FAUs and FIUs in the smaller Division I programs? Are those part of the discussion, or is it just let's take care of our conferences?
Well, I think, first of all, you have to understand everybody has a boss, and they have to look into who they work for. So, yes, they advocate for their conferences. But, college football won't be the same if we don't have all 130-some-odd schools who are currently playing Division I football. There's great opportunities for young people to play, being a part of all of that. So I think that's why I said earlier, he has the greater view of college athletics. But let's make no mistake, whether it's Brett Yormark, Jim Phillips, Tony Petitti, or Greg, they're going to advocate for their conferences in the best way that they can.
Yeah. So I saw some of the things with the presidential commission is to study the transfer portal movement, which I agree. I saw Miami had a guy that transferred, left before spring football, went to Colorado, left after football, went to another program. I mean, the jumping, like, we got to get the jumping under control a little bit, or what's your thoughts?
No, I think we do. And I think that there's the football oversight committee of the NCAA. I happen to be a part of that committee. We've looked at different transfer portal times and windows, and hopefully we're going to get down to one transfer portal window. There's still some discussion as to when the best time for that to happen is, but I feel confident that we'll be able to get forward to have one transfer portal window, which will be a big, big move forward for the coaches and in understanding who's on their roster and give the student athletes still the ability to move right now, so as they have the opportunity to do today.
Better after the season or after spring football? Which window you like better?
I like the early January window, January 2 through 12, to be able to have people look at it. Student athletes, when they're done with their season, take a little time. Don't make an emotional decision. Maybe have the school that they're at you know, really have an opportunity to sit, talk to them, map out a plan for their progress, for their development. I think a lot of times you can point back to people who may not have been happy their freshman or sophomore year, stuck it out at a school and were incredible contributors to the program and their own NFL draft stock, you know, in their junior and senior year. So, you know, I think that, you know, people have to take the time and make good decisions for them. You don't need to have a long window to be able to do it, but you may need some time from the end of the season until you have the opportunity to make that change.
Yeah, man, we got, damn, I told you it was like six beers. I think we only got through like that second beer. It's just the first couple always taste so good, but I think we were right there, Dan. That was good stuff.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to that, Joe. I really am.
I think I've done one, maybe two with you at a baseball game, but I don't know, Dan, if we got to the six mark. I'm trying to
By the time we get to six, we'll solve it all.
Yeah, there's no question about it. By the way, what a great start for the football schedule, too. I know not everybody agrees with me, and a lot of people like to build into it. But Notre Dame and Florida early on, my God, how good is that?
Well, I think it's going to be great. And, you know, I think it's something that you can utilize all during your summer camp to be able to really energize your team, help them to, you know, bring them together, say, hey, look, we're starting off right in the with a great opponent at Hard Rock Stadium on a Sunday night, national TV. I mean, you can't get much better than that. The Irish coming in here to be able to play. It's going to be a phenomenal night in South Florida. And then we follow it up a couple of weeks later with Florida coming in. Mm. So anytime the Canes and Gators play, you know how that goes.
A couple of hot tickets, man, at Hard Rock. That's going to be great. Dan, thank you so much for spending some time going through it with me. I didn't mean to take a shot at your buddy, man, but but hey, man, not a big fan. All right, thank you, Dan. I appreciate it.
You got it, Joe. Take
care. Dan Radakovich, University of Miami Athletic Director, joining us this morning. Hey, South Florida, it's time to tell you about the main man, Anthony Caliendo, at the Business Broker Experts. Man, I got to tell you, that man, while we're sitting here talking, he's out marketing somebody's business right now. He's out there trying to get him as much money as he can, make you real happy. Matter of fact, he's got a book full of people looking to buy businesses just like yours. So if you're thinking about it, you've been thinking about it for a while, you're tired of all the stress, you're tired of all the risks, you're tired of all the competition, you're tired of all the employees, you're tired of just being tired. When you come home, you're stressed out and you go, I've had it. I got to get rid of this. She's going, do it. Get rid of it. Your wife's telling you, get rid of it, man. Well, if you answered yes to any of these questions, you've been thinking about it, give Anthony Caliendo, better known as the main man, at the Business Broker Experts, let him get it started for you. Sit down with him. You'll like him. He is a fireball. He really is. And he can help you get the most money for your business. There's a buyer out there for every business, and he knows how to find them. By the way, first thing you got to do, a lot of businesses have no idea what their business is worth. He'll evaluate it for $2,500 value for you. It's free. So call him, 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN, that's 1-800-843-6246, and ask for the main man or visit the web, themainman.com. Anthony Caliendo can get it done quickly for you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, let's go ahead and get you some weather. Brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 85 degrees. Looks like no rain in the forecast here today. And, Joe, we will be giving away those tickets here momentarily, so stand by here. We have a pair of tickets to go to Flanagan's Fest, Marlins and Braves. That is June the 21st. So we'll give those away in minutes here. We did have the breaking NFL news here this morning, Joe, about Jair Alexander getting released by the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, man. I know, so we got four or five guys out there that everybody's been talking about. The youngest guy, we're waiting to see if his shoulder and neck, he's going to be, I guess, given the green light in July to pass a physical and move on. But the rest of those guys have either didn't play well last year or were injured last year, if you're going to grab one of those guys. Or got some, and some of them live down here, by the way. Some of those guys live full-time, and I get it. I get it. Last year, let me finish it out in Miami. I got to tell you, that has not gone well for a lot of guys. I do get a little concern. Now, Jair Alexander, at one point in his career, was really good, but to you, a lot of texts coming in. He's missed 14 games the last 2 years. He's played seven games. You can do the math. He's missed a lot of friggin' games.
So we said he's a Chris Greer type of player. Chris does tend to gravitate towards those types, yes.
Well, I think we've learned our lesson recently with our cornerbacks especially, haven't we?
So you think the Dolphins pursue this?
Oh, they're looking for one of those veteran guys they want to come in. They're going to go young. I still believe that with that group of guys that we've talked about. Like,
yeah, I mean, this isn't going to come cheap, though, right?
Well, what's he think he's going to get when you've been injured?
I don't know. Well, he couldn't come to terms with Green Bay, so.
No, but he's making a lot of money. I mean, they were like, we ain't paying you that kind of money. You never play. Like,
so he couldn't figure it out with them.
So some of this, by the way, almost is like not being a good player, not playing well when you're healthy is the fact that you have no durability. That's a bigger issue. Like, you become injury prone. It happens. And I'd be a little concerned with him. But if he's at, you know, another guy, hey, play low base and high incentive, then you don't feel like you're getting burned on a big fat guaranteed contract out of it. Listen, man, no matter what you get of these veteran guys out there, none of them, nobody's gonna be Jalen Ramsey, and Jalen Ramsey's not as good as he was, but nobody's gonna be Jalen Ramsey at this point. They're just not. Jalen Ramsey. It's just I don't know. Are you better off just going with all these young guys? Are anybody out there going, you know what? Let's just go with all the young guys. They got a whole bunch of rookie free agents. They drafted a guy, and they've got some guys that have been around here for the last 1, 2, and 3 years. Let's give them a chance to join the party. I don't know. I still think they're going to bring in a veteran. I just don't know if it's going to be Jair Alexander. You don't usually go missing as many games as he has late in his career, and he's only 28, so I say late. He's not 32 or 33, but he has missed a lot of games. Once this injury bug starts, sometimes it doesn't stop. So I'm not. It's a great question, Woody. Would you give it a shot, Woody, on a cheap?
I don't know that it's going to come cheap, but
Woody.
Yeah, man.
Ain't nobody paying a guy. There's nobody out there that's stupid.
Yes, I would. I feel desperate. Yes,
Woody. He's looking. You miss 10 games 2 years in a row. People are going to start going, look, here's the deal. We've seen when you play, you're still pretty good. We'll give you a low base and high incentives. You play well and you stay around, you make. We'll put it in there for you, man. You can make more money. But I don't know, man. Anybody pays him, I'd feel like I'm joining a 401k program that's been very popular down here. The last year of your career coming down here to collect with no state taxes. Yeah, we're smarter than that. There's no way. We've seen it all. I mean, come on. We could write a book on it. You're right. We got to get. But I'm not shutting the door on him if he wants to come down, you know, with all the other free agents that took on the cheap to get their careers going this year. Look at them. Look at all the young guys. Young guys that are here because we wanted a chance to get a chance to play. There's not a whole lot out there. Hey, man, and you know what? You may get to camp and you may feel better with what you have in Anthony Weaver's system than one of those guys out there. But there's still, you know what, Woody, we've been talking about the same four or five guys. None of them is signed. None of those guys. There's four or five of them and nobody. Stephon Gilmore's one of them. Nobody signed yet. I think some of them will get jobs, but I think right now a lot of them are holding out. First of all, they didn't want to go to any camps early. But second of all, they're not happy with the money that's being offered to them. And at some point you go, hey, man, you're on the downside of your career, or you've been injured, or you haven't been very good.
Well, that's what Chris said, though, right? That they were going to address this thing later on in free agency?
He did. He did.
That's what
he
said.
And by the way, that's where Chris made a mistake. Chris made a mistake by saying, hey, there's got a lot of great cornerbacks out there. There's still a lot of good free agents out there once everything settles down. I think we've all been kind of scratching our head on that comment, to be honest. Like, Chris... I understand Chris gets in front of everybody and wants to put a positive spin, like, oh, no, he wanted to be here, but we told him no.
Yeah, but, like, this isn't a terrible option.
What's that?
This Alexander.
No.
Like, it's not a terrible option.
If you can get him.
The best of what's left.
If your doctors, first of all, you don't, he's going through the Baptist Health Medicine program.
I will say, it does say right now on his ESPN page, it's still got a questionable next to his name.
Well, that's not.
That's never good in the offseason.
Guys that are still hurt, we and that's another lesson we have to learn. If a guy's coming to camp hurt, what are we doing? Don't do it.
You've been broken by some of these guys, though. Was it Odell really crushed you?
No, wasn't it just him?
They paid him a lot of money.
I thought we were getting our old guard back, and he came back like at the very end of the season. I didn't think Isaiah Wynn. I thought he was going to be ready earlier.
Well, this is how we got to patch him up, man.
I got you.
This is what Chris said. His plan is.
I know what he said.
His plan is working.
I know what he said, and you know what the truth was? Mike came out with the truth last year. We got to play with young guys. We're going to have to, and it doesn't change the goals. It doesn't change winning. We understand it, but we're going to have to do it with some young guys. And I took that, and some of those guys will be in the secondary. Some of those guys will be on the offensive line. Some of those guys are going to be on the defensive line. But there are going to be some young dudes playing in that secondary with those young safeties. There could be a lot. All right, we've got 9 o'clock hour coming up here. We got a lot of stuff going on, including bigger than anything else tonight, man. We are back in the Stanley Cup for a home game tonight, game 3 against the Oilers. And if it's anything like the first two, you're in for one hell of a night, folks. Should be a lot of fun. I want to tell you just a moment, though, about my friends at Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Singing's not very good. No, the singing hasn't been working that well as I've gotten older. But I will tell you, man, 35 years in the business, 135 trucks on the road, working 7 days a week. Those numbers don't change. They just get better and better. Trained and certified technicians, the best in the business, working, as I said, 7 days a week. Licensed, experienced plumbers, again, working 7 days a week to take care of all your plumbing problems. We are the Water Heater Kings of South Florida, and we got plenty of air conditioning units, too. We have a warehouse full of both of them, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. So when you call them, it's not like, how many days will it take to get it in? Man, we got a box truck filled with all size Rheem water heaters ready to go right now, and we got trucks that do nothing but deliver and install. That's what they do. Pick up, deliver, install, ready to go for you. That's great service, and that's what Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing are about, experience and great service every day. Still family-owned and operated. We lost Big Daddy, but I'll tell you what, Eric, Mike, Chippy, all the rest of them over there just kicking butt, man, ready to help you. You can go to 855-PLUMBER, 855-PLUMBER. Oh, by the way, did I mention financing plans to help you out as well? The next time you have any kind of air conditioning problem or plumbing problem, 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. At Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.